Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is happening? This is the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 339. I'm your host, N64 Josh. Player 2, Johnny Bo, what's going on?
What's up? I don't know anything about Nintendo anymore. I've only been playing Halo.
Crawler, what's happening?
Crawler coming at you. Saint Ditto is Johnny. Living and breathing Master Chief. That's what we're doing.
But it's all right. I'm keeping this ship afloat because I still sign into Animal Crossing every day and do my dailies. That's such a weird thing to say.
Your chores.
Well, here's the thing. I got this like sought after recipe, the glow in the dark stickers, because they are customizable and you can pretty much do anything you want in your house with them. Like, they're pretty rad. So now I'm like, well, I'm trying to help my wife get them. I didn't know they were a hot item when I learned it, and she didn't either. And now she's like, oh my gosh, I need this. So I'm basically just signing in daily to see if I can get these. I also dig up all my fossils for my uncle. So I'm kind of just helping other people at this point, but
you're doing other people's chores.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's all good. It's all good. I am going to be checking out, the new Asteroids, like reimagined or whatever. I can't remember what it's called, but they sent me a code for that. And there's a handful of other games coming out early next year that, I've had some PR people reach out to me that I might respond to and check out. So look forward to that. Before we get started, of course, if you're looking for some Nintendo items, head on over to n64josh.com/Amazon to, find a bunch of Nintendo recommendations. I've been updating that thing slowly but surely, but there's so much cool stuff, mugs and decor, shirts, all kinds of cool things. If you have
and any a Nintendo comically large water bottle,
and yes, my massive water bottle. If you are efficient like me, you need a 1 gallon water bottle with handles on it. So, yeah, and then of course, if you want
to just drink the big water bottle behind me,
you should.
That's how I should do it.
Yeah, you know? You're also efficient. See, you're also you are also a man of efficiency with the water bottle behind you. So, of course, you can pick up my book, Another Castle. If it's free, if you've never signed up for Audible before, n64josh.com/audible or n64josh.com/anothercastle if you would like to get the paperback or read it on Kindle. So, that out of the way, let's talk about the Game Awards. This is going to be like a mini. We don't have cheesy because of scheduling and stuff. So this is kind of we just want to make sure we got a show out for you guys. And we're not going to spend a whole lot of time. And this is kind of be a two-part thing. So the second part of this, which will be somewhat similar content, but maybe a little different, will be over on Johnny Bo's YouTube channel. So youtube.com/Johnny Bo, right?
I think it's the Johnny Bo.
Johnny Bo. Okay, there you go.
So Brandon, you know,
yeah. The only one. You'll be able to find me in Johnny Bo. You know?
There you go. So there'll kind of be a second part of this over on his YouTube, or just kind of a continuation anyway. So you can go check that out if you want. But Metroid Dread got action adventure game of the year, right?
Well deserved.
It was great. You know, it was great to see that happen. Did not get game of the year, which, I mean, that's fine. There were a lot of great games at the Game Awards this year. But I think one of the biggest letdowns that everybody seems to be feeling is that Nintendo was kind of nowhere to be found. They had a recap of 2021, a recap of 2022, and then we saw Monster Hunter DLC, right? And I know there's
really even Nintendo. That's like Capcom.
It's Capcom. It's Switch and PC exclusive. I think it's Switch exclusive for a while. I think it's still timed exclusive, but still coming to PC.
It said Steam on the end of the trailer. So,
oh, Interesting. So yeah, it's probably not. It's probably not.
Well, yeah, I think the DLC comes out early next year. No, not the deal. I think it comes out on Steam early next year, and then the DLC comes out in the summer.
Yeah, because Stories came out pretty quick on PC, but Rise has not come out yet, right?
No, I think it's early next year.
Yeah, it's early. I think there's a demo available at this point.
Like, there's no cross progression, which is kind of a downer.
Yeah, no cross anything. Progression, say, like, play anything, which is a bummer.
Which has worked with Steam in the past. I know Witcher, I think, has cross progression, and I think there's a few other games that if people had save files from Steam, you could access it on Switch and then go back and forth, I think. So
yeah. So here's the deal. We've talked about this at length when it comes to directs, when it comes to Nintendo and marketing. Is Nintendo in the first years of the Switch planned on being all the Switch had, and they had to market the crap out of it? Now they're kind of dominating. I mean, Xbox is knocking on the door. They were the most sold console, right? Like Xbox is definitely making some plays, and PlayStation is just gearing up to come out of the gate swinging in 2022.
And Xbox had put a lot of money behind. They put a lot of money into advertising during the Game Awards, I think.
But Bethesda, they gave away hundreds of game codes just fast scrolling through their ads. Bethesda had a tongue-in-cheek recruitment video that had the codes in it. Microsoft was promoting PC Game Pass. Is that what it's called now?
Yep.
PC Game Pass.
PC Game Pass.
Not Xbox Game Pass on PC or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I mean they had a big long ad, fun tongue in cheek kind of commercial with that as well. So I mean they're gearing up, and they had a strong showing this year. They had Forza and Halo is all the rage right now, and they had Psychonauts had a showing, and
they Cuphead,
Flight Simulator, Cuphead. They're tied to Studio MDHR, but they're still an independent studio, right? Like they helped them get off their feet with the inside the Xbox indie program or whatever. But I think they're still independent, right? Or did Microsoft buy them?
I'm not sure of the details of it, but I know I believe the game is on Game Pass and everything. So
it is. Yeah.
So it may be more like a second party deal instead of first party, mm-hmm. you know? But again, we're seeing that game. I know at least on Switch. I don't know if it's on PlayStation and stuff as well.
It's on PlayStation. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's everywhere now. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's good. That's great. So, and Nintendo was immediately tweeting about Cuphead. And it looks fantastic in their whole presentation. Like,
let's see if that date holds. Let's see if that date holds.
Exactly.
Well, and Switch finally gets physical when the delicious second or last course comes out.
Right.
You know, I did not realize until somebody said it last night that delicious last course is just DLC.
DLC.
But it looks really good. Like the new island looks really good. So I hope it's worth it.
And the ad and the, like, they first off had a whole song, 20 style kind of big band style song and dance kind of for it, and then they had a really funny trailer promoting all the different fight, like small snippets of the fights because they don't want to show too much of them,
right?
And then also just they did a. What kind of animation?
Stop animation.
It was like stop motion.
But it was models as well. That they had the whole island and Mugman and Cuphead going through it all and climbing up a mountain and
then they
burned the whole thing down too.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was a fantastic showing for them. And honestly, I feel like Xbox is in the place that the Switch was at year one and year two, and they're gearing up, they're marketing everything. And we've been in this industry long enough looking at these things that we see the cycles, right? Like remember when the 360 was the king of the hill, you know, and then the Wii was also dominating and PlayStation 3 was like fighting its way back up, right? Like they continually cycle. It's just everybody is healthy right now. And part of that is because we still have a semi-healthy economy. We can, that's for a whole different show, but
that's a different podcast.
But people are still spending money, right? And they're spending money on games. And so, but I think what we're seeing from Nintendo is they're like, yo, we have a massive back catalog now that we want to just keep selling. And of course the, like we are the hardcore, right? Like the people that like, we know everything that was announced at E3. We know everything that was coming out this year. So we're hungry for something new, where there was probably people watching that recap of 2021 going, oh, I had no idea that Mario Golf was out.
I was talking to LP Deathray, I think is his name on Twitter. And he was like, I didn't know 95% of the games that were shown at the Game Awards itself. And I'm like, we've seen, you know, Tiny Tina's Wonderland multiple right. times now. We've
I've seen 70 games. 75% of the stuff shown was known stuff.
Yeah. So there are people that don't know, that aren't as in tune with the space, or, you know, they don't keep up with everything that's announced like we do. I mean, so for them, it was a good showing. Like they're excited to see new things, but I don't know if it was just me that felt this way, but after a while, they all the trailers felt the same. And I'm like, I just want to see something new from Nintendo.
I think that happens at a lot of these showcases for Sony and Microsoft, where it's like you have a lot of these games that are like fantasy with crazy looking demons, and they all kind of start to look like aliens from Destiny or like something from Dark Souls, right? And they all kind of blend together. Or Gears of War.
How many times have we seen Elden Ring now?
Well,
you know, like 20 times.
Yeah, that was a little bit longer trailer though this time. But you saying they all look the same? I rewatched the Star Wars Eclipse trailer today, and the market walking through straight up looked like Anthem for a second there. I was like,
yeah, is it going to be as empty when Anthem comes out? Did EA
share this?
Oh, wow.
It straight up looked like Anthem trailer for a little bit there.
The other thing with Nintendo is there was no Smash character to reveal, right? Which that's been something that's happened. And I believe somebody mentioned, I can't remember, there was... It just escaped my mind, but somebody else said in chat, like, I don't know if it was the Torna expansion maybe got announced at Game Awards a year later, or I can't remember that,
and Zelda DLC had out now 1 year.
Yeah. That was years ago. That was what?
Yeah. That was five years.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Bayonetta 3 was that ago. One of them, like
the logo.
Logo.
And same as Prime 4. And then that was a misstep, you know? So it's like, I don't feel like, I feel like Nintendo is in the business now of, I mean, they were putting out tweets today on, show us that you beat Wart in Super Mario Brothers 2 on Super Mario Brothers All-Stars.
What was that?
I mean, it's their attempt at building community, right? But it's just so corporate that it's like...
Their scheduled tweets are just so weird sometimes. And the fact that Banjo-Kazooie, Cheesy had tweets today that I was seeing, and I wish he was here to talk about it, but like, Banjo-Kazooie gets announced for next month, and Paper Mario comes out, what was it, today? Or
today.
Yeah.
Today.
But it's like, Banjo-Kazooie would have been some good faith, I guess, but like, Cheesy posted the question, is that really Game Awards level stuff? And then,
I mean,
like,
they revealed Cranky Kong.
And then it also shines a light on Nintendo Switch Online, which people are angry about as well. So it's like, maybe that was calculated, but it does seem weird. Like, last year, we got a console reveal. Like, and it didn't feel like anything had gravitas anywhere across Game Awards this year. I don't know.
I also feel like when they won the award for Metroid, like, Doug Bowser's speech... was very
corporate. Scripted. corporate show. Scripted.
There was excitement.
He was super nervous. He looked like like he walked up there and was okay, and then he looked out and realized how many people were not only watching him live, but then like also on the internet. And
that's at the Microsoft Theater, right in LA. Isn't that where they do it? So I mean, that's a big venue,
right? And so, you know, like I don't. He's not used to doing that kind of thing, so I don't really hold that against him. And to just stick to the script for his sake. I mean, Nintendo started directs because of trying to do live presentations, right? So they know. But I mean, like, I'm super pumped Metroid 1. And even like, I kind of wanted to just like look at the Game Awards as a whole. And overall, I think it's awesome. Like, yeah, there may not have been a lot of stuff that myself walked away with that was super excited about, or same with you guys. But we had such a good time just watching as a community, like just cracking jokes and like kind of Mystery Science Theater 3000ing the whole presentation. And yeah, some people want to see more of a focus on devs, where I mean, that's cool. Like, don't get me wrong, but I mean, I don't even watch the Oscars. That is not something I want to waste any time watching. Like, I don't care. Where at least this, I know I'm going to get some game trailers, and we're going to get to see some of the people that are.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Behind the scenes, but the amount of eyes that are on this thing, it's the people paying to get their trailers on there that are funding it and making it the like grand spectacle that it is, honestly, because like that orchestra was amazing. That like
the music is the music that Keeley is able to orchestrate, like the Cuphead stuff, the Game Awards orchestra playing the every year. If you go back, like
the hair stood up on my arm when I heard them start doing Metroid. Like when they hit the Metroid stuff, I was like, I had goosebumps. Like that, it was so sick to hear that.
And
even getting like bands like Imagine Dragons, they're huge. Like that's a huge band.
Right.
And Sting, like Sting's a huge performer.
Right.
So it's not like they have these small, like
right out of the casino circuit, right? Isn't that
unknown. Yeah. It's not like they had these unknown bands or unknown. Like they had huge movie trailers. They had Sonic 2. They had The Matrix. Like they get big things and. I mean, with the amount of eyes that are on this thing, I wish Nintendo would just throw some money at it, you know, but that's not what they do. That is not how they've ever been that way.
It was something that they were, but I think that had to do with Reggie and his relationship with Jeff too.
Yeah. Reggie's still there. Reggie still comes out and talks.
Exactly. And I think too, that they, like I said, they are at that place now where they're selling the old games, right? They're pushing their library. I don't think, honestly, I think next year we should start seeing the Player's Choice stuff where like stuff drops in price, even $10 or $20, and they start pushing more copies of things.
Some of it was even on sale this year, finally, like even digitally, some of it went on sale.
Yeah.
Which is
rare. You're gonna have Splatoon 2 and Splatoon 3 at the same time. You can't have them both. I mean, theory, you can't have them both at the same price.
Nobody's gonna buy Splatoon 2.
Yeah, nobody's gonna buy Splatoon 2 at $60 when they have Splatoon 3 at $60.
They'll maybe make a push before 3 comes out and heavily discount. I don't know, heavily discount for Nintendo's $40. but they will. I think they'll try to move some copies before Splatoon 3 comes out.
Same with Breath of Wild. Like, you want to get people excited for Breath of Wild 2? Put Breath of Wild on sale.
You mean the sequel to Breath of the Wild? Because it's not even called Breath of the Wild.
Even in the sizzle reel, it said the sequel to Breath of the Wild. Yeah,
they don't want to give it away.
Still nothing. And that's the thing. Like, that was the opportunity, I think. Tell us right there. There's so many eyes on it. Give us something that we're hyped about. And that's what I think leads to the massive frustration. I think, I can't remember her name. I think her name is Rebecca or something on Twitter. She was like, I want, when I die,
I want Jeff Keighley to lower me down. I want
Jeff Keighley to lower me down.
Yeah. So you can let me down one more time.
Yeah. And he was like, okay, I'll be there. Yeah. Right. That's not Jeff letting her down. I mean, I think she's a huge Nintendo fan from the little bit that I know about her. Nintendo didn't show up, and Nintendo probably doesn't want to put their marketing money there. That's probably just not what they're...
Well, because they can do it themselves and build the hype around a Direct. This Breath of the Wild sequel not being a focus at all in this tells me we're not going to see this until after June.
I feel like Nintendo is laid out for 2022 right now. I'm like, are we getting anything else at this point?
You have Arceus in January.
Yep. You got
Monster Hunter DLC and Advance Wars
in April.
Kirby,
Monster Hunter. Splatoon, is that already
April?
Like Kirby's in March, I think. Yeah. Advance Wars.
I thought it was February initially.
Like early February.
I'll
check real quick.
But then you have Splatoon 3 hitting at some point. Breath of the Wild 2,
Bayonetta 3,
sequel to
Bayonetta 3,
Mario probably. And Rabbids, and I'm like, what else are we gonna get? Like, this year is packed, right? And we're like, yo, I can't wait for the next announcement. They're like,
show us more.
Here's two games. Like they showed us a lot in 2021. If you think about it,
because we don't have dates on anything, and there's two big titles out there that people are clamoring for that we want. We want Prime info and we want Breath of the Wild stuff.
I'm looking right now.
Prime Trilogy. Like where is that? Because it's somewhere.
It doesn't have exact date. It says spring 2022 now.
For
Advance Wars.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Was that a quiet second push then? Because I feel like it got a date when they
I thought I remember them saying a date too, so you know. But I mean, if you think about it, if Nintendo is still trying to sell copies of Dread and they announce the sequel for Breath of the Wild, what's everybody going to be talking about today versus talking about Dread winning its award? Yeah, right. Like I mean, because
now they can market it as an award-winning game, which it is, and it should be marketed as such.
Johnny, I definitely want to hear your rebuttal, because I'm just trying to speculate, right, on what might go through their mind if, you know, do they sell more copies of Dread because it was announced yesterday versus like, yo, here's a game that's coming out in the end, like in a year. I don't know. They did it early on with like Metroid Prime, but there wasn't a massive library of games, right? And the Switches weren't even readily available at that point. Now, I mean, they're still a little tough to find right now, but but no, what were you going to say? Because I feel like there was a rebuttal there.
So like, you know, Dread was already pretty much marketing itself yesterday. It was, you know, it won action adventure.
Yeah.
It was nominated for Game of the Year. So I feel like that was already, people know that's a good game. If they haven't played it, they might pick it up now because of the nominations and the win. I think Nintendo could have still shown something. They could have, because even if they show Breath of the Wild, they would just show a title, most likely. They want to give a January 15th date. If that was the case, then yeah, I would understand. But Breath of the Wild, I think, is still a ways out.
I mean, maybe an update on Arceus. People are hoping for better
graphics. There was a new trailer.
I mean, but
not at the Game Awards,
but
earlier that day.
I mean, the fact that Christina Aguilera's daughter is dominating the news cycle on that game is kind of weird. But I mean, the fact that she's apparently played it or something like that, that's all the headlines I've seen.
I haven't heard that.
Interesting. Interesting. The other thing is, I mean, why not show two new guns from Splatoon 3 or something during this? Like if we would get Smash characters where it was like, but see, Smash was a celebration of gaming, and I think the Game Awards is a celebration of gaming, and now that Smash is done, they, like, I don't know that we're going to see them fill that void, which I think for next year, it's really going to help us tamper our expectations and just go, like, look,
No, like, it won't.
Well, I'm talking personally. like I already, every year my expectations get lower and lower that Nintendo's going to do anything.
I mean, right? We shot for the moon last week in our predictions.
Of course. Yeah, of course. We're going to have fun with that. But deep down, I was like,
Well, I think
I wasn't fully expecting them to not really show up at all. Like,
yeah, that was kind of odd. I thought we would get something, anything. Like I said, they showed Cranky Kong at one of the Game Awards as a playable character in Tropical Freeze. So, like, it could have been something that small.
Right.
But then people would have been mad because it wasn't bigger. So you can't really satisfy everybody.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, but
I'm just going back. We're Nintendo fans.
Yeah. But going back 3 years, they announced Joker at the Game Awards. So, I mean, they've, and the year before that, it was Breath of the Wild DLC out now. So, I mean, they've had a high bar that they didn't even...
Breath of the Wild, the original gameplay at the Game Awards. I remember they were playing on the Wii U as when they talked about how horses don't run into trees. This was at the Game Awards. So, like, they've had big showings.
Yeah.
Was that where Miyamoto was sitting in front of the TV and gameplay was just going on behind him?
I think so.
Okay. A white room with the TV behind him, and that was it. I think I remember.
But
that.
I mean, like you said, it was supposed to be a celebration of gaming, but it felt like everything but Nintendo. You know, there was a bunch of PC games showed, there was a bunch of Sony stuff showed, there's a bunch of Microsoft stuff shown, and Nintendo was just kind of the black sheep and like didn't show up.
And the thing that I wonder about. As a Seattle Seahawks fan, you guys will understand this shortly. I feel like that team shows up in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter every game, right?
Not this year.
And, well, I haven't even watched this year, honestly. But no. I'm not even saying, I'm saying they show up and actually play.
I understand what you mean.
Even if they still lose, I feel like that was Nintendo for the first 3 years of the Switch, first 4 years even. And now they're just kind of like, I don't want to see them like get complacent in stuff like this. I think if they are in the lead right now, if it, you know, again, I'm doing finger quotes, right? Like, step on the gas more. Yeah. Don't worry about selling that backlog.
You know?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, keep the pressure going.
There was a stat, I think it was last week or a couple weeks ago, they had 99% of the market share in Japan for a week with systems sold.
Wow.
And games sold. So like the Switch and Nintendo are super healthy right now.
So maybe they are stepping on it. And just because we're super fans, we're just like,
we already have it all.
We want more. I want to give you more
Pokemon
money.
Pokemon Diamond and Pearl only sold like 8 million copies in 3 days. We want more.
But I mean, it's crazy right now. Like, I'm honestly like, okay, I'm looking at my backlog. It's like, okay, three houses, you are in my target. You know, like you're in my sights. Like Shin Megami Tensei, like I'm ready to fire.
I'm ready to play Shin Megami Tensei. I need to get through Pokemon. You cruise through Pokemon. I think you had Halo in your sights and knew that was coming, and you just stepped on the gas on Pokemon.
Full on.
And I need to get back to that. I mean, this later half of the week has been all Halo, but the campaign is going to be wrapping up for me here shortly, probably this weekend, and then it's going to be multiplayer in between, and I got stuff to play on my Switch. So, and I have other stuff as well. I have Deathloop and
Fortnite game pet. Like, you just bought the season pass for Fortnite.
I mean, Spider-Man's in Fortnite, so and they're bringing
some war events going on right now. So, like,
oh, did that already start?
I mean, it's not really an event. You just do like 5 challenges. And you need to get a spray.
Okay.
Oh boy.
But you have to buy Marcus and Key.
And I mean, here we are talking about like, oh, isn't it like, what if Nintendo is gearing up for the craziest year yet with some like massive free to play title that's actually like at the caliber of a Halo or something, like, or a Fortnite.
Hunters is Hunters free to play?
It's a mobile game, so. Free to play mobile game.
Okay, I mean that's coming to Switch, and that's it. It's Star Wars property, like that's. It's probably going to do well. We still don't quite know what gameplay looks like because it's all been kind of just CG trailer stuff. But
all I know is that if it's like playing Call of Duty Mobile with a backbone versus people that are using touchscreen, you will absolutely destroy every person that you do crossplay with that's trying to play on mobile. Because
I just want to be—I just want to play as the two Jawas trying to sneak into an R-rated movie. That's what, that's what I want to play as.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. So there you go, guys. Like I said, this is going to be an NPC mini. We got 30 minutes and we're going to kind of keep this conversation going over on Johnny Bo's YouTube. Of course, if you're just listening to the audio, you can check out the YouTube video if you want. That'd be great. Go subscribe, all that stuff. We appreciate it. If you are watching the YouTube video, thank you so much. And we will see you guys this Thursday for our regularly scheduled program. We'll give you a little sneak peek. We are going to be talking about our Mario Party like extravaganza. We all had a blast. We all laughed really hard.
I think three of us had a blast.
Yeah.
And then I wonder why he's not here.
I was dead last, so I don't know. I hate you all.
I don't know, but that mini game that where he lost all those coins.
Yeah, that was rough. That
we'll
was rough.
Clips going, for everybody. So. Stay tuned. It's gonna be good.
Stay tuned indeed. Jump into the Discord, n64josh.com/Discord. Come hang out with us, and we will see you guys in the next one. Bye now.